Tidal Disruption of Main Sequence Stars by Intermediate Mass Black Holes, by Fulya Kirolo et al. We study close encounters of a 1M Sun middle-age main sequence star modeled using MESA with massive black holes through hydrodynamic simulations, and explore in particular the dependence of the outcomes on the black hole mass. We consider here black holes in the intermediate mass range, MBH equals 100⁻⁴ M Sun. Possible outcomes vary from a small tidal perturbation for weak encounters all the way to partial or full disruption for stronger encounters. We find that stronger encounters lead to increased mass loss at the first pericenter passage, in many cases ejecting the partially disrupted star on an unbound orbit. For encounters that initially produce a bound system, with only partial stripping of the star, the fraction of mass stripped from the star increases with each subsequent pericenter passage and a stellar remnant of finite mass is ultimately ejected in all cases. We also find that the number of successive close passages before ejection decreases as we go from the stellar mass black hole to the intermediate mass black hole regime. For instance, after an initial encounter right at the classical tidal disruption limit, a 1M Sun star undergoes 16.5 pericenter passages before ejection from a 10M Sun 100M Sun black hole. Observations of consecutive electromagnetic flares from these repeated close passages could in principle be used to determine the mass of the black hole, thus possibly proving the existence of intermediate mass black holes. This was Tidal Disruption of Main Sequence Stars by Intermediate Mass Black Holes, by Fulya Kirolo et al.